The second hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Another cut from this wonderful series called Diamond Cuts, about baseball diamonds, of course. And there are 8 or 9, maybe even 10 of these Diamond Cuts albums. All kinds of different folks. Dylan's on one of them. Garrison Keillor's on a couple. A couple different readings of Casey. Every one of them has a different version of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, at least one. And wonderful albums. Great stuff. His guys put them together. His name is Jeff Gamble. And it's part of this whole Hungry for Music outfit out of D.C. And the idea is that they raise enough money with these various albums and a lot of benefit concerts they do and things like that. They raise enough money to purchase instruments for underprivileged children and children who can't afford to buy musical instruments. And that's what this whole Hungry for Music thing is all about. You can get their newsletter. They have a website. I believe it's hungryformusic.org. And you can go hunt them up. Maybe it's .com. I'll see if I can find it for you. It's a really cool outfit. And they do a lot of neat things for kids. Alrighty. Marilyn and Joe, Kiki Friedman from Diamond Cuts, Bottom of the Fifth. Here we go.
And Juliet with Romeo, and the name of the place is love. They put their hearts into a song, but hit parades and heroes, how they've come and gone. No one got home, but they got on, and the name of the game was love. There is a star.
There is a star
high in the sky.
High in the sky.
There's a little piece of yesterday still in your eye to show the dreamers never die. For we live in a place called love. There is a place.
There is a place
where you can go. Where Marilyn's still dancing with DiMaggio and Juliet.
And Juliet
with Romeo.
With Romeo.
And the name of the place is love.
start losing their shirts. All of the brave Union soldier boys sleep in the dirt. You know and I know there never was reason to hurt. Spoon River. And all of the calico dresses, the gingham and lace, are up in the attic with grandfather's derringer case. Words whispered down in the parlor, a shadowy face. The morning is heavy with one more beginning here in Spoon River. Come to the dance, Mary Perkins, I like you right well. The Union's preserved. If you listen, you hear all the bells. There must be a heaven, God knows, I've seen mostly hell. My rig is outside, come and ride through the morning here in Spoon River. Losing their shirts. All of the brave Union soldier boys sleep in the dirt. You know and I know there never was reason to hurt. Twine to begin with here in Spoon River.
Ball up in the stands, and after a long deliberation, the Emperor Merkel out. It would take too long to clear the field of this unruly crowd. Since night games were unheard of then, and it would soon be dark, he called the game a 1-1 tie and would have to sneak away from the park. Argued that this rule 59 never was enforced, so why should it be this time? But only 2 weeks earlier, it ran on all wires. The same play happened to the Cubs under the very same umpire. But none of the New York papers deemed the story fit to print. So it was that thanks to them, their team was ignorant. Well, all throughout the baseball world and elsewhere, people knew it. Runner has to touch his base, and Merkel didn't do it. Turned over to the baseball powers of the bee, who upheld the ump's decision, and they ruled prophetically that if the season were to end with the Cubs and Giants tied, they'd have to replay the Merkel game so the first place could be decided. They replayed the Merkel game and beat 5-0 fun. The Giants lost the pennant. Merkel was the bum. The papers let him have it. Well, they gave it to him good. They ran the kind of headlines only New York papers could. At Merkel, they made up Merkel words. One might pull a Merkel, and to Merkel became a verb. Some would yell, "Tuck second, bonehead," when he stood on first. Little kids yelled, "Moron," and the older kids much worse. Later, in front of 35,000 former Merkel haters. Back there at the Polo Grounds for an old-timers game, there was a long-standing ovation when they announced Fred Merkel's name.
Echoes mama's call. she played. She played Georgiana. 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 Echoes Mama's call through the timber tall. No more. No more. No more. Chavez Ravine, raging machine.
Prevail, you and I, over great imagination. just like Arkansas.
Keep should my knees grow weak and I'm half a man? Let me stand like a giant on shifting sands. Raise my spirit in a boat so wide. It'll find its way to the other side. I'll be going over there. I'll be going there. Yes, and I'll be going over there. I'll be going.
Bring a drum along.
That's such a cool song. This is a cool album. I forget how cool this album really is. The Sons of the Never Wrong, Kingfisher King is the name of the album. Just some really provocative material, just kind of out of left field there. And also we heard from Andrea Suki. Andrea Suki, who's Chuck Suki's daughter, which you might not like. Okay, so she's Chuck Suki's kid. Well, Chuck is in his own right an awesome singer-songwriter. Writes a lot about the farmlands of the Dakotas, where he's from, and his lifestyle and all that. And then his daughter wound up doing songwriting on her own. She was on the Prairie Home, did a stint with Garrison, where she did a lot of harmony vocals and did a lot of work for him. And then she came out with this album about 3-4 years back. And it's a pretty good little album, Andrea Suki, Georgiana, and You Can Keep It. That's what we heard from that album. You know what? When you take a little bit of a break... Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I am your host, Dan Marr, and I've been your host for many, many, many years and still will continue to be your host until Inland Folk goes by the wayside, which everything goes by the wayside eventually. And when you go by the wayside, then someone else comes up and is on the non-wayside. That's the way it goes. Alrighty? But we're not going to think about that now. We're just going to think about music. Lots more music up and coming. So you just hold your horses because we're going to be right back for lots more. It's all good. So hang on.
Your favorite programs on Northwest Public Radio are made possible by the Moscow Food Co-op, a consumer-owned cooperative open daily from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. in downtown Moscow. Details about a newly available seat on the co-op board can be found at the co-op's service desk and moscowfood.coop/board.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with high temperatures 75 in Pullman, 80 in Lewiston. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the upper 40s to mid 50s. Mostly cloudy tomorrow with a chance of showers or thunderstorms, highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. But next week should again be mostly sunny.
on the first occasion that I met Marie. We were crawling through the hedge that was the Mrs. Silo door, and I don't think that she really thought that much of me. I never had to learn to love her like I learned to love the bomb. She just came along and started to ignore me. But as we waited for the big one, I started singing her my songs, and I think she started feeling something for me. We passed the time with crosswords that she thought to bring inside. What five letters spell apocalypse? She asked me. I won her over singing W-W-I-I-I. We smiled and we both knew that she'd misjudged me. Oh, Marie, it was so easy to fall in love with you. It felt almost like a home of sorts or something. And you would keep the warhead missile silo good as new, and I watched you with my thumb above the button. Then one night you found me in my army issue cut, and you told me of your flash of inspiration. You said fusion was the broken heart that's lonely's only thought, and all night long you drove me wild with your equations. Oh, Marie, do you remember all the time we used to take, making love and then ransack the rations? When I think about you leaving now, the avalanche cascades, and my eyes get washed away in chain reactions. Stick pins in the map of all the places where you thought that love would be found. But I would only need one pin to show where my love's at, in a top secret location 300 feet under the ground. Oh, we could hold each other close and stay up every night, looking up into the dark like it's the night sky, and pretend this giant missile is an old oak tree instead. Carve our name in hearts into the warhead. Oh, Marie, there's something tells me things just won't work out above, that our love will never have life on the surface. So at night while you are sleeping, I hold you closer just because, as our time grows short, I get a little nervous. So I think about the big one, W-W-I-I-I. Will we ever really care? Forever, like you're holding me tonight. I think about that great big button, and I'm tempted.
Well, we come here season not to bury you, but to praise you, God and Lord. At to Brutus, my dear friend, with your hand upon your sword. This Rubicon, yours then be, render Caesar unto history. With this heavy heart I've grown, oh, you can't go home. Oh, why, my friend?
Because that's the great unknown.
Mr. Lincoln, I am standing here, your fate, my pistol and lead. The theater has given much, but tonight she takes instead. And you belong now to the ages, and I at last, books and pages with a fabric of this tone. But you can't go home. Oh, why, my friend?
Because that's the great unknown.
It be who you be, every light that's ever shown. Be eternity not forgotten. Keeper of the great unknown.
saw before. But the loneliness will leave you when you find yourself at home, and suddenly the world is knocking at your door. And the darkness covers you sometimes, and the road is long, but it always unwinds. And I find if you take your time, you will make it fine.
Together in the park, as the evening sky grew dark, she looked at him and he felt a spark tingle to his bones. 'Twas then he felt alone and wished that he'd gone straight, watched out for a simple twist of along by the old canal, a little confused, I remember well, and stopped into a strange hotel with a neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train moving with a simple twist of someplace far off played as she was walking on by the arcade, as the light bust through a beat up shade where he was waking up. She dropped a coin into the cup of a blind man at the gate and forgot about a simple twist of fate.
like when you're making conversation and you're trying not to scream, and you're trying not to tell them that you don't care what they mean, and you're really feeling fragile and you really can't get home, and you really feel abandoned but you want to be alone. Shine like diamonds. Old friends you can always call. Old friends, Lord, you can't buy 'em. You know it's old friends after all. Is empty and the light begins to fade, and there's nothing to protect you except a window shade, and it's hard to put your finger on the thing that scares you most, and you can't tell the difference between an angel and a ghost. Old friends, they shine like diamonds. Old friends, call. Old friend, Lord, you can't bound. You know it's old friends after all. Yes, it's old friends that shine like diamonds. Old friends you can always call. It's old friends after all.
Oh, Guy Clark. Old friends and our old friends, the Rankin family, are in the background. We've got to wind up this hour. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Chris Stordahl helping on playlists. Brett Charbot and Alex Seddon doing the engineering in the show. We're going to be right back. We have one more hour's worth of music left to go, and that's what's going to be happening. So you just hang on, because we're coming back.
It's 1 minute before 1 o'clock, and hour three of Inland Folk with Dan Marr begins in just a moment here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury. Support for our programming comes from the Three Rivers Folklife Society annual Tumbleweed Acoustic Music Festival, Friday through Sunday, Labor Day weekend. Over 100 acts on 5 stages along the river in Richland's Howard Amon Park. Indoor activities include dance and music workshops and an open mic stage. Details at tumbleweedfest.org. Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston, KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood, also on translators K274BK 102.7 Kamiaikuski, K265DX 100.9 Enterprise Oregon, and K272DO 102.3 Orofino.
A Bellingham listener says Northwest Public Radio keeps her company all day, bringing sanity through beautiful music and timely news. And the station makes an easy companion, she says, doesn't need to be walked, and it's less messy than her toddler. However, Northwest Public Radio fills your day. Thanks for having us in.